早上好。
I would rather be down there.
我更加愿意在下边。
When we are here, we are talking to you.
当我们在这里的时候，我们是跟你们也有分享。
Would be nice if it could be a two-way conversation.
如果说我们能双方面的有交流会更好。
But I call this fellowship.
我们称之为交通。
Let's pray.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, as we open the scripture, we pray that your word would speak to our heart.
天父，当我们打开你的话语的时候，真的求你将你的话语对我们说。
We have nothing and we can receive nothing unless it comes from you.
我们什么都没有，若不是从你而来的，我们得不到什么。
So we commit this time to you.
我们将以下时间恭敬仰望在你手中。
And we are trusting you for your anointing, for speaking, for translating, and for hearing your word.
我们求你真的是膏所讲的、翻译的和听的。
And we commit our time to you in Jesus' precious name.
我们将这宝贵时间仰望在主手中，奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we began reading Galatians last time I was with you.
上一次我在这里跟弟兄姐妹们交通了加拉太书。
And I won't go over everything that we said.
我不会再把之前的再从头讲一遍。
But if we read verse 3 to verse 5,
如果我们读
chapter 1,
读加拉太书一章三到五节。
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
加拉太书一章三到五节，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代，但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿们。
So these few verses capture the whole point of the gospel.
这短短的这三节经文讲到了福音的重点。
Grace and peace have come into the world.
这是恩惠和平安来到这个世界上。
From God.
是从神而来的。
And the Lord Jesus.
从神和主耶稣那里而来的。
And the Lord Jesus gave himself for us.
主耶稣把他自己舍了给我们。
Why?
为什么呢？
He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age.
就是主耶稣为了我们的罪把他的命舍了，是为了把我们从这罪恶世代当中拯救出来。
And this is the will of God.
这个就是神的旨意。
This is what God wants.
这是神所想要的。
This is the reason Jesus came.
这就是为什么主耶稣要来到地上，来到世界上。
It is to deliver us from this present evil age.
是为了拯救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
Now this is God who has done this.
这是神所做的工作。
This is what is unique about the gospel.
这就是福音它的独特的地方。
It is not from man.
这不是从神而来的。
It is not man's invention.
这不是人所想出来的。
It is God who initiated, who began the gospel.
这是神他自己起初他要做的。
The good news is out of heaven.
这个好消息福音是从天上而来的。
This makes the gospel completely different from every other philosophy, from every other religion, from every other system of ethics.
这个就使得福音跟世界上所有的宗教思想和哲学有很大的不一样。
This is from heaven.
因为这是从天上而来的。
And this is the point that Paul is making so strongly in these first two chapters.
这就是为什么保罗在这前面两章这么强调这个福音。
The gospel is not negotiable.
这个福音不是说我们可以讨价还价的。
You can't, I think they, you know when you go to the restaurant,
就像你去餐馆吃饭。
And it's a buffet. All the food is there before you.
去吃自助餐，有很多食物摆在你面前。
And you say, I think I'll have some of this and some of this, but I don't like that.
我们可以选择，我喜欢吃这个，吃那个，但是我不喜欢吃我前面摆着这个东西。
This is not the way the gospel works.
这个不是福音，这个福音不会像这样子给我们有这样，我喜欢这个，不喜欢那一个。
You can't have a buffet Christian.
我们没有像自助餐式的基督徒。
Where you just pick and choose what you like.
我们不能选择圣经里边讲到我们喜欢的东西。
Because the gospel is from heaven.
因为这福音是从天上而来的。
So Paul says to the Galatians, how have you moved away to another gospel, which is not another?
就是保罗在这里提到，对加拉太的弟兄姐妹提到很好奇，就为什么他们这么快离开了这福音去随从别的。
There isn't another gospel, there's only one.
因为根本没有别的福音，因为福音只有一个。
And so Paul is making this point and making it very loudly and very clearly.
所以保罗这里提到福音的时候是非常强调而且非常清楚的指明。
And in verse 11 he says,But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man.
所以在一章十一节那提到，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。
If we look at John chapter 8,
如果我们看约翰福音第八章。
In John chapter 8, and verse 23.
约翰福音八章二十三节
Jesus said, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world.
约翰福音八章二十三节讲到，耶稣对他们说，你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的，你们是属这世界的，我不是属这世界的。
This expresses the total differenceBetween that which is of the earth and that which is from above.
这里就很清楚地讲明什么是地上和天上的不同。
So the Lord Jesus, so Paul is saying this gospel is not from beneath, but it's from above.
所以保罗这里提到福音不是从地上来的，而是从天上来的。
And he makes this point by saying, I wasn't taught it by man.
所以保罗在提到这一个他所接受福音不是他是。不是别人教导他的。
But it came to me through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
而是他直接从神那边所启示得到的。
So this is really important.
所以这个是非常重要的。
We can read through this account that Paul gives of his own life.
所以我们可以读下来，可以看到保罗一生所致力的这个福音。
And when we read it, we see that the Lord appeared to him. He didn't consult with men. He didn't learn from men, but he was taught by God.
所以当神向他显现的时候，他没有去别人有对他教导，也没有受教于别人，而是直接从神而来。
And we can read this and say, well, that's an interesting history for Paul.
所以我们读到这时候，我们就会觉得这是一个非常有趣的，对保罗来说是一个非常有趣的一个经历。
But what has that got to do with me?
但是这个与我们现在有什么关系呢？
And the answer is it has everything to do with us.
但答案很显然就是这些东西跟我们每一个在座人都有很大的联系。
Because the gospel that we believe must also have this character.
所以我们所相信的福音也必然也是跟保罗他所信的福音是有同样的那个特征。
So Paul's life challenges us.
所以保罗他的生命在挑战我们。
He said, I received this by revelation.
所以保罗提到他接受的福音是从神的启示而来。
This gospel is from above.
这个福音是从天上而来。
So the question then we ask ourselves, what about my gospel?
那我们今天的问题就是，那我们所信的这个福音呢？
Do I have something?Which thrills my heart.
我们有没有什么能在我们心里是能抓住我们心的这福音？
Is the message that I believe something which is truly from above?
我们所相信的这个信息，所听到这福音是从天上而来的吗？
Can I see the scale of what I have, the size of what I have believed?
我们可以看不看得到我们所相信的这福音是何等，是怎么样的，何等的大呢？
Can I see that this gospel reaches back into eternity and reaches forward into eternity?
我们可以可不可以看到这个福音是能，达到永恒，而且超过永恒的，就是永远存在的。
Or do we have something that's rather flat?
还是只是
rather dead,
很表面的东西呢？
Rather boring,
还是很枯燥、枯燥无味的呢？还是没有生命的东西呢？
The gospel, the real gospel, the true gospel,
福音，这真正的福音
is this which Paul says I received by revelation.
是保罗所提到他从启示而得到的。
And we need that testimony also.
我们也需要这样的，有这样的见证。
Once I was blind, but now I see.
我曾经眼瞎，但是我现在看到了。
Once I was dead, but now I live.
我过去是死的，现在又活，现在活过来了。
This is the power of the gospel.
这个就是福音的大能。
So Paul is very zealous for the people in Galatia.
所以保罗对加拉太的弟兄姐妹，加拉太教会非常的热心。
He loves them.
他非常的爱加拉太的弟兄姐妹。
He cares for them.
他很关心他们。
And he wants them to know and stand in the gospel.
他们保罗非常想加拉太人的弟兄姐妹非常能明白和站得住在这福音的真理上。
And it's not just Paul.
这里不单单是保罗。
Because he makes the point that this gospel is exactly the same gospel that the apostles themselves were preaching.
这里保罗也提到，他所传的这个他受启示的福音，跟十二使徒他们所领受、所接受从主耶稣之间来的福音是一致的，是一样的。
They also received it by revelation.
他们也是从启示而 得来的。
But you say no, they lived with Jesus.
你可能会问，不是啊，十二使徒是跟着主耶稣传道，跟着他一起生活的。
They spent 3 years with him.
他们跟主耶稣生活，一起传道生活3年。
They did indeed.
他们是实实在在生活在一起。
But the Lord had to open their understanding.
但主耶稣打开了他们眼睛，让他们明白。
They had to have it revealed to them by God who He was.
向他们十二使徒启示主耶稣他自己。
It was a revelation to them that this is the Christ.
所以启示他们主耶稣基督，主耶稣就是基督。
And they also had to wait.For Pentecost.
所以他们也要在等这个圣灵的降临。
And when they were filled with the Spirit in Pentecost, then they saw and proclaimed His glory.
所以当他们在五旬节圣灵降临的时候，他们就看到了这个神的荣耀。
And Paul's zeal for the Galatians is not simply for the Galatians.
所以保罗对加拉太教会的热心。
Because in chapter 2 and from verse 11, he says how this zeal even led him to confront Peter.
所以这个热心让保罗他即使在彼得有可责之处的时候可以当面去抵挡他。
So let's look at this incident with Peter and try and understand it.
我们可以看看这个加拉太书二章十一节当时发生的事情。
Paul was in Antioch.
保罗当时在安提阿。
And in Antioch, many Gentiles had come to believe.
所以当时在安提阿有很多的外邦人信主了。
And this was very different from Jerusalem.
这跟在耶路撒冷是非常不一样的。
For in Jerusalem, almost all the believers were Jewish.
所以在耶路撒冷几乎所有信主的人都是犹太人。
So Peter came to Antioch.
所以彼得去到了安提阿。
And we remember that it was Peter whom the Lord had used to bring the gospel to the Gentiles the very first time.
所以保罗是当时主耶稣任命他去把福音第一个去带给那个外邦人的使徒。
And this is really amazing.
这是个非常惊奇的事情。
At Pentecost, Peter didn't know that the gospel was for the whole world.
所以当时在五旬节的时候彼得不知道这个福音是向世界各地的人所给世界各地人的福音。
He thought it was a Jewish thing.
他当时在想这个是犹太人的事情。
It was just for the Jewish people.
只是给犹太人。
But God showed him that's not so.
但当时主耶稣神就向他显明这个福音不是单单只给犹太人的。
And so Peter went to that Roman centurion, Cornelius. Peter went to the Roman.
所以保罗当时去了罗马。
And preached the gospel to him.
所以去在那里传了福音。
And saw that the Holy Spirit filled him as well.
所以看到了那个圣灵也降临在外邦人身上。
And for the first time in his life, Peter sat down and had a meal with Gentiles.
所以那是在保罗生命中第一次他坐下来跟外邦人有一起用餐。
And why did he do that?
为什么保罗要这样做呢？
Because he saw that they were brothers.
因为保罗实实在在在主耶稣里边看到他们是弟兄姐妹。
But he was one with them in Christ.
在主耶稣里边是一样的，是都是弟兄姐妹。
That he had exactly the same salvation that they had.
所以彼得得到的救恩跟外邦人得到的救恩是一样的。
So when Peter came to Antioch,
所以当彼得去到安提阿的时候
he rejoiced in the fellowship with the believers.
所以他跟当地的信徒有很好的交通，大家都很喜乐。
And he had no trouble sitting down with the Gentiles and eating with them.
所以跟当时的外邦人信主的外邦人一起吃饭用餐，他一点问题都没有。
But then certain people came from Jerusalem.
然而当从耶路撒冷来了其他的犹太弟兄姐妹的时候
And they claimed to be from James, the Lord's brother.
所以他们是从主耶稣的兄弟雅各那边来的。
And they were not happy with Peter.
他们对保罗对彼得所做的事情很不开心。
And we don't know what they said to him.
不知道他们当时的对话是什么样的。
But when they came, he moved away and would no longer sit down and eat with Gentiles.
所以当从耶路撒冷来犹太弟兄姐妹来的时候，保罗就离开了当时一起吃饭的外邦人。
And Peter was the very first apostle.
保罗是第一个使徒。
He's the chiefest apostle.
他是等于说是使徒十二使徒当中的排首位的。
So the other Jewish people thought, well, Peter must know what's right.
所以保罗彼得知道什么是对的。
And so they followed him.
但是应该那些犹太人会去跟随彼得才对。
And not even Barnabas would correct him.
即使当时在场巴拿巴也没有去纠正彼得的这个行为。
Do you remember when Peter went back to Jerusalem after Cornelius, the Roman, was converted?
所以你还记不记得当时彼得在传福音给外邦人的时候，那个罗马的百夫长的时候，他回到耶路撒冷的时候
the accusation that they brought against Peter was you ate with Gentiles.
所以当时他们就批判彼得，你当时是跟外邦人吃饭。
Because by doing that,You were putting the Gentiles on the same level as Jews.
所以你跟外邦人吃饭就意味着你把外邦人提到了跟犹太人一样的等级。
So Peter explained to them what God had done, and they couldn't answer him.
所以当时彼得就去解释神当时在外邦人当中所做的工作。
But unfortunately, traditions don't die that easily.
所以很可惜，这个文化的这当时他们的遗传。
Without revelation, the traditions will rule.
没有启示，这一个遗传还是在当中起了一个很大的一个掌控人的作用。
So now Peter is being accused of the same thing.
所以彼得也是被被
And he gives in.
所以彼得也是随从了这些犹太人。
And when Paul saw it, he rebuked him to the face.
所以当保罗看到这个彼得有可挡之处的可指责之处的时候，就当面抵挡了他。
This public sin got a public rebuke.
所以一些
What he'd done in public.
所以彼得在公共场所所做的事情
was corrected in public.
必须在公共之处被指明出来。
So in verse 14 of chapter 2.
所以在第二章十四节。
But when I saw they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews,Why do you compel the Gentiles to live as Jews?
就是二章十四节讲到，但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：“你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？”
So the first part of that, he says, "You are living like a Gentile."
所以第一点。就讲到你行事，你是随外邦人行事，像犹外邦人一样。
In other words, Paul is saying, I know that you know that what you're doing is not right.
所以这个就是说明保罗讲到就是我保罗和你彼得，大家都知道这件事情行得不对。
But by your example, you're compelling.Gentiles to feel that they are second-class Christians.
你所做的这样事情，就会让外邦人觉得他们是第二等级的基督徒。
And if they feel second-class, if they feel their salvation is somehow not finished, then the only way it can be finished is if they become Jews.
就是你会让他们觉得这个救恩还没有完成，如果说会让他们产生这样感觉，要完成这救恩，他们必须要成为犹太人。
He said, "Your example is forcing people to become Jews, but you're not behaving like a Jew."
他保罗提到你是要外邦人成为犹太人，但是你自己本身也没有行事为人像犹太人一样。
Now, this is not a simple.Little question of doctrine.
这个不是一个在教条当中是一个很小的一个问题。
This is the whole matter of our salvation. This reflects directly upon the salvation that the Lord Jesus has won.
这个是这个在救恩当中是一个挺起到一个挺
The issue is the death of Christ enough to save?
这个问题的所在就是主耶稣的死是不是足够去完成这救恩
or is there something more?
还是
you have to add to that.
还是要我们要额外再做多一点东西在上面。
That's the issue.
这个是问题的所在。
Is Christ's death enough?
主耶稣的死是不是足以完成这救恩呢？
And Peter's behavior was saying, well, no.
但是彼得的行为就是侧面反映出来不是。
If you really want to be saved, Then you have to adopt all the Jewish practice as well.
如果是你真正的要被得救，你要随从犹太人所有的遗传文化。
And that challenge, even you might even say that blasphemy of Christ had to be confronted. He had to challenge that.
就是他必须要挑战这个
Because it was finding fault with what Christ had done.
因为这个跟主耶稣所做的是相反的。
It was saying the death of Christ is not enough.
这里就保罗的彼得的行为就侧面反映出他主耶稣的死是不够的。
And this is exactly the challenge that we also have to face.
这个就是我们也要面对真很实实在在的在我们面前的挑战。
Now we're not Jewish,
我们不是犹太人
and so we're not feeling any compulsion. Nobody is forcing us to become Jews.
没有人强逼我们成为犹太人
But we can be just as guilty by in our hearts not believing that the death of Christ is enough.
如果说我们心里还有这样的想法，主耶稣的死还不足以完成救恩，我们里边会有那个罪恶感。
So our joy is not in Christ alone.
所以我们的喜乐就不会只在。
But our thought is, well, He died for me.
我们的想法是主耶稣为我们死。
But I.
然而我。
But I have to do this and do that.
但我还要做这个做那一个。
I cannot be accepted by God purely on the grounds of what Christ has done.
我们常常有这样想法，如果不做这个和那一个，我们就不能被神完全的接
受。So this is Paul's argument.
这个就是保罗他所提出的争议。
And we listen to what he says.
我们听一下保罗怎么说的。
Now some people disagree about where the quotation of what he said to Peter ends.
所以
I think that it probably ends in verse 14.
所以在十四节那里。
So, regardless, let's listen to his argument.
我们看一下那个保罗的
In verse 15,
在十五节
We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ,And not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified.
十五十六节，我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦人的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
So this is the heart of his argument.
这个就是保罗所辩论的中心。
And in this, we see three key things we need to understand.
在这两节里边，我们看到了三个很重要的点，我们需要去明白的。
The first thing is, what is justification?
第一点，什么叫做称义呢？
The second thing is, what is the law?
第二点，什么是律法呢？
And the third thing is, what is faith in Christ?
第三点就是
faith in Christ.
在基督里的信心。
So let's consider those three things.
所以我们要看一下这三点。
The first thing is justification.
第一点是称义。
He is speaking about, he says, a man is not justified by the works of the law.
所以讲到第一点，人不是因行为而称义，
But we are justified by faith.
我们是因信而称义。
What is justification?
什么叫称义呢？
It is not forgiveness.
这不是一个赦免。
There's a very nice little story I heard.
有一个我听过一个很小的一个故事。
You imagine.A man who is guilty of some crime.
你想象一下，一个人他因为犯罪而有的罪疚感。
And he's brought before the king.
他被带到了一个王面前。
And he's trembling because of his guilt.
因为他的罪恶，他所犯的罪，他很害怕。
And the king forgives him.
然后这个王赦免了他。
And he says, "You may go."
你可以走了。
But if the king justified him,
那如果说这个王使他称义呢？
The message would be, "You may come."
这个信息就会变成不是你走，而是你过来。
To be justified is to be declared innocent.
所以称义就是你被宣称为是无罪的。
To be declared right.
你是对的。
To be declared right with God.
而是在神那边是对的。
Because we are talking about justification before God.
我们所提到的是在神面前称义。
You know, if somebody says to me, "Oh, you did something wrong."
如果有人跟我说你做了事情，你做错了一些事情。
Then I might try to justify myself.
我有可能会为自己去辩解。
And say, no, it wasn't wrong.
不不不，我没有做错。
But we are talking about justification before God.
然后这里我们讲到是在神面前称义。
Does God look upon you and say you are innocent?
神看我们有没有说我们是无罪的呢？
You are righteous.
你是公义的呢？
You are not guilty.
你是没有罪的呢？
This is justification.
这个是称义。
How can I be right with God?
我们跟神怎么样才是对的呢？
Only Christians can speak of justification.
只有基督徒可以提到称义。
Without revelation, even this we won't understand.
如果没有从神而来的启示，我们连这点都不会明白。
Some people say I'd like to be forgiven.
有人说我愿意被别人所原谅。
I want mercy.
我想得到
yes,
恩典。
Forgiveness is good.
赦免是很好的。
Mercy is good.
恩典也是很好的。
But justification is more.
然而称义比这些还要更多。
To be completely right in the sight of God.
在神的眼里是完全对的。
No hindrance between you and God.
在你跟神之间没有任何的阻隔。
An open heaven.
是敞开的。
No reserve on his part towards you.
在神那边对你没有任何保留。
He can love you freely.
他可以完全自由地爱你。
He can call you his child.
他可以称你为他的孩子。
He can, so to speak, take you in his arms as his own.
他可以怀抱你在他可以 把你抱在怀里，称义为儿女，这个就是称义。
Some of you look worried.
有些人，我们当中有些人看起来有点担心。
Can this be true?
这个是不是真的呢？
How many of you are thinking, yes, but?
我们当中有多少人在想，是的，
yes, but,
这是真的，然而
I have to.
我必须要。
What are you going to do?
我必须要做什么？
Are you going to climb up to heaven?
你要爬到天上去吗？
What are you going to do? What can you do?
你会做什么？你能做什么呢？
The Lord Jesus gave himself for us.
主耶稣把他自己为我们舍。
And he rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
The price of our sins was paid.
我们的罪已经被偿还了。
And he's raised again for our justification.
他要把我们再次提起来，称我们为义。
Raised again to give us a life that is right in the sight of God.
所以他还给我们了一个在神面前可以是被称义，是一个对的生命。
He had mercy upon me.
他对我们有怜悯。
He forgave me.
他赦免了我们。
He justified me.
他称我为义。
I am his child.
我是他的儿女。
This is unchangeable.
这个是不能改变的事实。
I am forever his.
我是永远是属他的。
We look forward to a holiday.
我们大家都很盼望接下来的假期。
We look forward to a long weekend.
我们很盼望接下来的长周末。
I look forward to seeing my Lord face to face.
然而我更加盼望以后能在天上与主面对面。
Nothing can prevent that.
没有任何东西可阻挡这一个。
Because he has justified me.
因为主耶稣已经称我为义。
This is justification.
这个就是称义。
And the issue is, how can we be justified?
问题在于我们怎么才能被称义呢？
And Paul says, by the works of the law, no flesh is justified.
这里讲到，因为凡有血气，没有一人因行律法称义。
What is the law?
什么是律法？
Well, of course, he's referring to the law of Moses.
因为这律法是讲到了摩西的律法。
This was the law that God gave.
这是神所给摩西的律法。
And he says, no flesh can be justified by the law.
他讲到没有凡有血气的没有一人因行律法称义。
So what does the law do then?
那律法它是做什么用的呢？
The law condemns us.
律法是使我们成为咒诅的。
When we think of law,
当我们想到律法的时候，
well, Paul in his letters very often opens his letters by saying grace, mercy, and peace.
所以在保罗书信开头都经常讲到愿恩惠平安。
Grace, mercy, and peace.
恩惠平安怜悯。
But with law,
然后在律法当中呢？
There is no grace.
在律法里没有怜悯。
Because law operates simply by demanding from us righteousness.
所以律法是就是让我们去遵行的。
Law is a demand.
律法是一个
It says, be righteous.
律法是告诉我们要做对的事情。
There's no grace in that.
没有怜悯。
It is simply, well, it's a commandment.
是一个命
And you must fulfill it.
是一个命令，你必须去遵从。
No grace in law.
在律法里是没有怜悯的。
Mercy? There's no mercy in law.
是没有怜悯恩惠的，在律法当中。
Because the law demands that cannot compromise.
因为律法所要求我们做的是有些东西是。
Well, we say surely God can be merciful.
我们讲到神当然是有怜悯的。
He can overlook it.
他可以。
And then we think of a judge.
然后我们想到了审判。
The judge in the court.
在法院当中的法官。
His friend comes before him.
他的朋友来到他面前。
His friend is guilty.
他的朋友犯了罪。
What should the judge do?
你说这法官会怎么做呢？
You say the judge should be merciful.
你说这法官会有怜悯吗？
So the judge says, "You're my friend. You can go."
法官会跟他的朋友说，哦，因为你是我朋友，你可以走了。
What sort of judge is that?
如果是这样的话，这个是一个什么样的法官呢？
He is unjust.
他是一个不公义的。
The law cannot show mercy.
律法是不能有怜悯的。
Because the law is holy and just.
因为律法是圣洁的。
And peace.Grace, mercy, and peace.
恩惠、平安、怜悯。
There is no peace in law.
在律法当中是没有平安的。
Because all the law does is show us our guilt.
所有律法都是让我们显出我们的罪。
And everybody knows how horrible it is to feel guilt.
所以每个人都知道，当我们犯罪的时候，是那个罪恶感是多么可怕的。
There is no peace.
因为在里边没有平安。
This is the nature of law.
这个就是律法的本质。
And it's the nature of the law of God.
这个是神所设立律法的本质。
It demands.
它的要求命令我们。
And it condemns.
它是定罪的。
Now of course, if you don't understand the law of God,
如果我们不明白神的律法，
then you might feel, no, 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 I am obedient.
如果你不明白神的律法，你会说可能我有遵行。
The Jewish people didn't understand the demand of the law.
所以犹太人没有完全明白律法的要求。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus needed to teach them.
所以因此主耶稣需要教导他们。
He said, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder.'"
你有听律法当中有讲到你不能杀人。
But I say to you,
但我告诉你们。
And what he was saying to them was, "You think that the demand of the law is simply external." It only affects your behavior.
你会想这个律法只是外边的事情，只会影响到我们的行为。
So anybody here murdered anybody?
我们在座的有没有谋杀过别人呢？
Then perhaps nobody put their hand up. So
应该不会有人举手。
Then I guess that we've all kept the commandment.
我想我们都是遵循了这条律法。
So you shall not commit murder. We're all innocent.
我们没有人杀过人，我们都是无辜的。
But we are not innocent.
然而我们不是无辜的。
Because this commandment goes beyond the outward and goes to the heart.
因为这个命令是超过，远远超过我们的行为，超过我们的心。
And he said, and the Lord said, if you are angry with your brother without a cause, you're a murderer.
主耶稣讲到，如果你对你弟兄有生气，生你弟兄的气，你就是杀人的。
The law really isn't about what we do, but what we are.
律法不是单单讲到我们所做的，而是我们人本身人是一个怎么样的人。
And if you understand that,
如果你明白这一点。
Then you can see how guilty we are before God.
如果你真的明白这点，你会看到我们在神面前是。
To what extent the look how much the law condemns us.
你会看到这个律法把我们都圈在罪里，定我们的罪。
Who has not been angry?
有谁没有生过气呢？
You say I don't steal.
你可能会说我没有偷过东西。
But who is not covetous? Who does not want what is not theirs?
有谁没有想要不属于他们的东西呢？
We know.
我们明白
that we are guilty before God.
我们在神面前是有罪的。
If we don't understand law,
如果我们不明白律法，
we will become self-righteous.
我们就会变得自以为是义的。
But when we understand it,
如果当我们明白这个律法的意义，
we are guilty before God.
我们在神面前是有罪的。
And we see that the law condemns us.
我们可以看到神可以定我们的罪。
And we have nowhere to turn.
我们没有任何的其他的路可走。
In the world, there is only law.
在这个世界上只有法律。
Every religion is about law.
所有的宗教都是跟法律有关的。
The law might be very demanding, or maybe not very demanding.
所以有些法律是非常有要求，有些是没有这么强烈要求的。
That's all you will find. Only law. That's the principle.
所以在世界上，我们只发现唯一的准则就是法律。
But Paul, in this, speaks about being justified another way.
所以这里保罗提到了称义，怎么样才能称义？称义的另外一条路。
Everybody understands law.
每一个人都明白法律。
If you do this, then I will do that.
如果你做这个，我就会做那一个。
If you are good, I will take you to McDonald's.
如果你好，你做得好，我就带你去麦当劳。
This is law.
这个就是法律。
The big if.
这条件就当中条件就是如果
，But Paul says we can be justified another way.
然而这里保罗讲到我们有另外一条称义的路。
And it is very difficult for us to understand another way.
这条路是我们用我们的头脑是非常难明白的。
And that other way is faith in Christ.
另外一条路就是在主耶稣相信耶稣基督。
What is faith?
什么是信心呢？
Faith is trusting.
信心就是相信他。
It is not simply something, in your mind, something that you simply believe.
不是一些简简单单在你在我们头脑当中我们所相信的。
It's much more than that.
远远超过这一点。
It's trusting.
是信任，相信。
You know, you're driving a big heavy truck.
你想象一下你开一辆很重的卡车。
And you're going through the country road.
你开到乡间的路上。
And then you come to a bridge.
你走到了开到一座桥前边。
It's an old bridge.
是个非常老旧的桥。
And it's just made out of timber.
只是一个木制的桥。
So you stop your truck.
所以你在前边停下你的车。
And the question is, can the bridge hold your great big truck?
你的问题就会是，这座老旧的木头桥能不能承受得了这辆车的重量？
So you look at the bridge and you say, I believe it can.
你看看这座桥，你可能在想，我觉得它可以。
What do you do next?
你接下来会怎么做呢？
You drive your truck onto the bridge.
你会把你的卡车开到桥上。
But if you say, I believe it can.
如果说你是想这座桥不能承受这辆车的重量。
Let's look for another road.
你就会找另外一条路。
Then you don't believe it can.
因为你相信这座桥不能承受这个卡车的重量。
If you believe it, you drive out onto that bridge.
你相信这座桥能承受车的重量，你就会开上去。
This is what faith is.
这个就是信心。
It is action.
这是一个行动。
It is trusting.
信任他。
Not theoretically trusting or pretending to trust.
不是一个只是想象中我相信。
But really making the commitment.
而是
trust requires.
而是真正的去为这个相信而去付之于行动。
And we make this commitment to the Lord Jesus.
我们是对主耶稣有这样的一个
And this commitment is not simply, well, you know, when you install software on your computer.
你当你在电脑里装一个软件的时候。
It comes up and says, "Do you agree with all the conditions?"
然后经常我们有个窗口会显示你以下的条款你是不是同意
？And you don't even read the conditions; you just say, "Yep."
你一般来说我们都不会看那些条款，我们直接就是选择是。
So some people have faith like this. They think, "Oh, this is. Do you believe in Jesus?" Yep.
就是如果我们对主耶稣有信心，就是你相信主耶稣吗？是的，直接打勾。
That's not it.
信心他不是这样。我们对主耶稣的委身是把我们的生命给他。我们对主耶稣的委身就是我们相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
You died for me.
主耶稣为我们死。
You rose again.
你为我们而从死里复
活。Here is my salvation.
我的救恩在这里。
You paid the price for my sin.
主耶稣为我们的罪付了极重的代价。
I can go free.
我因此而得到自由。
My Lord.
我的主。
My Savior.
我的救主。
I will follow you.
我会跟随你。
We reach out to him.
我们到他那里。
And receive from him the gift of his love.
从他那里得到了爱的礼物。
Now I mentioned a moment ago the judge.
我前面提到了一点审判
and his friend is before him
那个法我前面提到一个法官然后就是他朋友在他面前
and his friend is guilty
他的朋友是犯了罪的
people are watching the judge
所以很多人都在看着这个法官
what is he going to do
这个法官会做什么事情呢
will he condemn his friend
他会定罪他朋友吗
He's not very kind, is he?
也看来也不太会。
Or he let his friend go free.
还是让他朋友走判他无罪呢？
Then he's not just, is he?
如果他这样做的话，他就不是一个公平公义的法官。
So I'm told this situation arose.
所以我想到这个情况的时候。
And people were actually watching this judge to see what he would do.
所以很多人都要看着这个法官会怎么去做。
And then the judge did something.
然后这个法官做了一件事情。
And every mouth was shut.
每一个人的嘴巴都
Nobody could say he's not kind.
没有一个人说这法官做错了。
And nobody could say he's not just.
也没有一个人说这个法官不公平公义。
What did the judge do?
这个法官做了一件什么事情呢？
Do you know?
你知道吗？
He fined his friend the maximum fine under the law.
所以他罚了他朋友在法律允许当中最高的罚款。
And then he paid it himself.
然后他为他朋友这个罚款他买单。
So in one act, he was just and merciful.
所以一方面他又审判他朋友。另外一个他也有怜悯对他们。
And that simple story illustrates why the Lord Jesus had to die for us.
所以这个小小的故事就解释了为什么主耶稣要为我们而死。
Because God is just.
因为神是公义的。
The price had to be paid.
然而我们犯罪的代价必须要被清还。
Sin could not be overlooked.
罪不能去就这样随便让它过去。
And he died in our place.
所以主耶稣为我们死。
And our uncleanness, ugliness, filthiness, deceptions, our lies, our hypocrisy, everything was laid upon him.
所以我们生命当中任何的不洁不义，我们所犯的罪，主耶稣都被为我们承担了。
And he bore the wrath of God for us.
所以主耶稣承担了神的愤怒。
This is love.
这个就是爱。
This is a great sacrifice.
这个就是非常大的一个。
This is the mystery of God.
这个就是神的奥秘。
This is the wonder of the gospel.
这个就是福音它奇妙的地方。
And this is the power of the gospel.
这个也是福音的大能。
To justify.
去称义。
To save to the uttermost.
去拯救我们这帮人
to bring us to God.
去把我们带到神面前
Let us pray.
让我们祷告
Lord, we bless the holy name of Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你
We thank you, Lord, for him who is risen and has overcome.
主，我们感谢你，你从死里复活，你也胜过了罪。
And we thank you, Lord, for the salvation that He wrought.
我感谢你所给我们带来的救恩。
Lord, we confess that we are sinners.
主，我们承认我们是罪人。
No effort of ours could ever make us pure.
我们所做的一切都不能使我们成为圣洁的。
But in Christ.
然而在基督里边。
We have been justified.
我们已经是被称义的。
We have been made right with you.
我们在你面前是被称义，是对的。
We bless your precious and holy name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。